really excited for our guys in the locker room. You know, we started off slow in the first half offensively. They went down and scored two to take the lead. And at halftime, I said, you know, we don't really need to change anything. We just need to continue to keep our poise. You know, good things will come. I think it was really big to have that 11-play drive right before the half to put some points on the board. I think that helped momentum in the locker room. And then to carry it out and, you know, the first drive to have another, I believe it was 11-play drive there too, and to score was big. So, you know, you could feel the energy throughout. And I think what was really neat about this whole experience was different guys stood up at different times. You know, you saw Toby do some good things. He got banged up a little bit. Tyman went in there. He had a big run, big catches. You know, Marquise had one. Hernsey had one. You know, Mercedes in the end zone. So, you know, different guys stood up. And then the defense, you know, to get a fourth down stop like they did. And, you know, they did a nice job with some of their scheme things right away initially. But I thought we settled down pretty good defensively. But give credit to them. They've got some talented players over there as well. And, you know, it's just a hard-fought game. You know, I just thought that, you know, the guys never lost their composure on the sideline. And it was frustrating there. You could sense it a little bit because we weren't moving the ball like we wanted to offensively, especially in this environment. And that's what we challenge our guys. The environment's heightened. More, you know, national TV, all those things that are going on here really challenge our young guys to really take the craziness out of it and just play like they're capable of. And I think it took a little bit of time for us to get going on that. This is a situation that we put our team in. We got two games left against divisional opponents, and the challenge for us is to see how we can end up with these last two games by really sticking to our mindset. And but first things first, we got to take care of tonight, and they did that. And now they're saying, all right, let's use that same thing and go on to next week. So I think it's more that, you know, to really use our mentality. We did it this week, bring it again next week, and, you know, capture it. I think it really shows to give the credit to our coaching staff and the players in the locker room. I mean, how strong they are and how loyal they are and how hard they work for one another with the number of roster changes that have taken place. Sometimes I don't understand how they can be that that loyal to one another, but they are. And, I can really generally appreciate that spirit in all of them. It's not just me now. I mean, like I said, it's the players and the coaches. And, you know, the challenge is to day in and day out believe in the message and stay strong with the message. And like I said, it's not just me, it's our veteran guys and our coaches and how strong they've stayed with it. You know, but we're not where we need to be yet, and we still got a ways to go. But, you know, what we can control, we're trying to. And that's the fun part of it.